Okay, so this week as we end Sefer Bereishis, Yaakov, at the close of his life, he gives bracha to his children, to some of his grandchildren. And he specifically first starts actually with his grandchildren. He gives a bracha to Ephraim and Menashe. And he tells them that not only is he going to give them a bracha, but he says that in the future, the Jewish people will also say, Yisimcha Elokim ke Ephraim v'chem Menashe, right? So will people bless you in the future. So I just want to talk about that for a minute. So we know the minhag of many people is to give bracha to their children on Friday night. We discussed it, I think, last year, Parshas Vayechi. And we started off with Yisimcha Elokim ke Ephraim v'chem Menashe, according to this pasuk, and then we say Birchas Kohanim, from Parshas Naso. But there's actually a problem with that. There's a rule that appears twice in Shas, that kol pasuk lo paski Moshe Rabbeinu anan lo paskinan. That if you have a pasuk, you're not allowed to divide it in a way that Moshe didn't divide it. Now, for those who are more interested, this coming Tuesday as part of the Bayit Beit Midrash series on music in Judaism, I'm giving on halachic issues in music. This halachic issue is one of the prime issues in Jewish music. We take psukim and we divide them in every which way in ways that don't always make sense. But here we're doing that. We're taking a pasuk and we're dividing it. We're taking half a pasuk, Yisimcha Elokim ke Ephraim v'chem Menashe, and then we continue with other psukim from Parshas Naso. And the question is, how can we do that? So there are many different answers given in the Achronim to how we solve this problem. I want to focus on just one that I heard this week while I was preparing for this year. There's a Rav in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know him except from this shir, of Avram Margolis, where he suggests as follows. Normally, there's this rule, when you have a pasuk, well, you can't divide it in any way that Moshe Rabbeinu did. You have to respect the integrity of Chumash. But if you think about what's going on here, you actually are respecting the integrity of Chumash. Because what did Yaakov say? Yaakov said, in the future, the people will bless their children, quote, Yisimcha Elokim ke Ephraim v'chem Menashe, end quote. Right here, specifically, even though it's only part of a pasuk, it's a direct quote. And as the Gur Aryeh and the Ra'im,